but I never really thought of heaven as my home. You either live your life as if you have a home, or you live your life as if you don't have a home. And if you live your life as if you don't have a home, how can your children ever live their life as if they have a home? He goes on and says, after that arm with the black skull cap was taken away, however, it has now become natural to view heaven as my home. Shortly afterwards, I said to Ruth, when I die, if you want to give me a tombstone, you can just write on it two words, gone home. You see, here's one of the greatest men of the last century. Spent most of his life battling fear and oppression every morning. But see, I don't believe we have to wait until we go home. Because John 1:18, Jesus proceeded forth from the bosom of the Father.
Now think about that. Here's where Jesus came from. Now we think he's just at the right hand of the Father. But Jesus came from the bosom of the Father. Now that's intimacy. That's unity. That's oneness. In John 8:14, he went back from the place he came. He came from the bosom of the Father. He went back from the place he came, the one who created all things. And by Jesus, by Christ, all things have been made. And in Isaiah 66:1, it says that God's looking for a home, a place that he might dwell. Do you realize? Even God's looking for a home. And if God's looking for a home, and Jesus came from the bosom of the Father and went back from the place he came, to me, the center of everything, the center of all creation, is being at home in the Father's heart. And it's not about waiting until we go to be with him in heaven, because in John 14:2, Jesus says to his disciples as he's preparing to leave them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He even says, he uses father language. He uses intimate father language in that verse and says, I'm going to prepare. Now, you may in your version say a mansion. In my Father's house are many mansions. But what that's actually saying, in Dad's home, there's a place for you that where I am, you may be also. But verse 3, say, where he is, we can be at the home of the Father. There's a place in the Father's heart right now to where you can live your life hearing the voice of the Father every day saying to you, you're the child I love and whom I'm well pleased. There's a place of rest. But see, few have come into that. Few have entered into that place of rest. Now, where did we lose it? That's what these four or five sessions I'll be sharing. We're going to walk through this thing. And I believe by the end of this weekend, many are going to step into a place of intimacy deeper than they've ever been in. If you turn to Isaiah 14 and start at verse 12, we begin to see where we lost this sense of living life as if we had a home. Now, for someone like me that grew up in an abusive environment, an environment of alcoholism, an environment where there is a lot of emotional abuse and physical abuse, environment where very small at age or at 12 years old, I was molested and turned into 5 years of hell, I can look back and see why most of my life, for 40-something years, I'd lived life as if I didn't have a home. But what about those that came from a good home? Because one of the things people were saying that for year after year would come to father conferences would say, I just can't get it. I just cannot enter into this thing. And I began to realize that just because you were brought up in a good home does not mean you will not struggle with living life as if you do not have a safe and secure place in a father's heart. It's not a matter of whether you came from a home that was filled with nurture and tenderness and gentleness, or whether you came from a home that perhaps there was no expressed love
And now I find it interesting in Derek's testimony that he spent all of those years living life as if he didn't have a home. And we know British culture.